set by the fire department, so the 500 seats or 200 to 300. That was the media room. So just AI showed it to me. So please have that kind of image of this church construction. So from this year, repeat them in our day. We do have this prayer topic. So it's not really like just all the things happen overnight, but God is really hoping us to really accumulate our prayers one more. From March, we'll have the seminary school. Then, 2 days ago, I showed this. I made this logo. The name is Tokyo International Theological Seminary. Tokyo International Theological Seminary. This is the image. So our church should really have the college, should have the some kind of experiences or the proof evidences as the school. But then actually is preparing the buildings and all these other things. Then try to apply for the accreditation, because we should really show that to prove that we have the finances to have the school for next 20 years. But if we do this under the name of the religious corporation, then maybe 2 or 3 years of the experience and evidence. Why did we name it as the International Tokyo International Theological Seminary? It should be international. It should be globalized. In terms of the management, in terms of all the materials and documents, we should really make sure that this should be globalized and international. And then connected with the International Theological Seminary located in Korea. There are about a thousand students gathering there. And we will really have all this alliance. So we can actually receive the diploma under the name of the Metropolitan International Theological Seminary. And then we can actually use that diploma to go to the grad school. So we can really have all this ministry. So please pray for all these things and prepare ourselves. Then the message is from Habakkuk 3:2. Repeat them in our day. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. Habakkuk was actually looking at all this crisis that people don't really listen to, the God's word. And in Israel, the southern part of Israel, Judah. So God was really have the plan to destroy that. But then Habakkuk, the prophet, really prayed in front of God. So I really have to give this, share this gospel so that they can actually listen to this word of God and they can return to God, and then they, so that God will not destroy this area, this country. And actually God heard that prayer. And right now in Japan, in each denominations, and then there are not so many pastors, and there are lots of non-pastoral churches. So just like how when the Azab Gospel, the member of Azab Gospel Church look at all these things, and right now, and we really have to see the reality of the churches in Japan, and we really have to pray, and it's important to have the theological seminary so that we can actually revive the denominations in Japan and the churches in Japan. You should really be able to awake. You should be able to see it and awake. And through the prayer, we can actually block the prayer. You should really have all this prayer topic. And just like Habakkuk, through you, and God will really have the world and the Japan evangelization. You should really have this prayer topic. Then Habakkuk said, Lord, I've heard of your fame and I'm standing of your deeds. So Habakkuk actually heard of God's fame. What kind of thing did he hear? All the non-believers living in Japan, they just don't know Christ. And which means that they just live their lives without God. So they cannot be afraid of God. They're not going to be amazed or surprised, even if they really listen to the God's word. Even if you share the gospel, then they'll be like, oh, really? I'm in that kind of position? They don't know God. They won't be surprised. So after all the curses and disasters are really coming to us, to them, they don't even feel the sins. They don't even feel the disasters. Even though you share what the sin is, but they can't really feel it. If morally or ethically, if they did something wrong, do something wrong, and then it will be the sin. But then you're actually living your life without thinking about God. That itself is a sin. So spiritually speaking, they are ignorant. They are indifferent. They cannot really listen. And no matter how much you actually share it, it doesn't matter what kind of spiritual things and you talk about, they cannot understand. So Habakkuk, the prophet, said, he's standing in awe of your deeds. He was surprised. He was afraid because their life had been destroyed and the wrath of God is actually waiting for them, but they don't know that fact. They don't know, and then they're living their lives. That's what Habakkuk was surprised and amazed. Then who was not surprised? Then non-believers are not afraid of that. The curses are coming, disasters are coming. Your lifestyle will be destroyed. They're not really even the blink. They're not going to blink at it either. So God's word had been really spoken and then shown to them, but they don't understand. You have to understand that situation and all the. Then you have to be warned. You have to be you have to be awake. You have to be surprised. Ah, I really have to share this gospel. You shouldn't lose this sense. You should be surprised. Let's just think about the people living in this country without knowing God. Everything is self-centered. Everyone is disobedient. Then without God, they can live if they only have money. If I can be successful, I can live. If I have a lot, if I have the stocks, bonds, I can survive. Physically speaking, but then spiritually, they are devastated, they are destroyed. Because the non-believers start without God. Why the people would be stressed out and oppressed mentally? Is it because they don't have any education? Because they are ignorant? No. Because they don't have God, then spiritually they are so dried. They don't know God and they have their own problems. And they are really dying because of the problems. But the things they are looking at is everything is physical. So Satan is really deceiving the non-believers all the time. The fake and the lie looks like the truth. It's not the true freedom and liberation, but then Satan is just twisted and then fake it so that just for a short period of time, they can actually have the relief. Without God, you are successful. And because of all this success, physical success, people will be destroyed and corrupted because they think that the success is everything for them. Materials are just like God. So those who possess a lot looks like they have freedom, but just try to talk to them. They're afraid. They are so scared. This business, I don't know if this business will go well till the end. Because of the environment, societies, and the politics had been really changed. Ages by ages, things would be changed. All these big businesses, the people will be like really worried because they are so worried about it. Very. That's why they will try to believe in the religions or superstitions. This kind of spiritual state, you really have to be aware of it. People around you, even the CEO, the presidents, and someone who learned a lot, what are they doing in the world? You really have to look at them. The spiritual things, if you can't look at it, then you cannot really give them the answers because you'll be busy with all the hanging out and then try to enjoy your life doing something fun. Without realizing, then you will leave the gospel somewhere in your life and then you will just try to have fun as if it's your true happiness. Then spiritually, you're all dead. Because you can't really look at the things spiritually. Why God actually gave this person to meet you? Why this person actually likes you? Because of the gospel you have. Because you have the answers for the life. Something that is really thirsty in themselves. They are looking for the answers. You really have to look at them spiritually. Then even if you only have one time to talk to your CEO or president, then these people are really full of their own problems. Then the answer for them, you have to look at their situation and then be able to give them the answers. So all the non-believers are actually in the pleasure and in the sin. They say they're having fun, but they will kind of blame themselves. And they fall into the fear. The longer they live, the more fear they will have toward the death. Even if you're rich, you don't have the peace. Just like Habakkuk the prophet, what is missing in Israel, then why God actually decided to destroy it? You have to know it and you have to be aware of it. You should really see the actual things that have been revealed. They don't even know why they're living. They don't even know why they're really earning money. They don't have the reason, specific reason, but still they just try to earn money. They just try. So you really have to see the heart. Even if they had everything in their hand, they're still thirsty. You really have to look at them spiritually. How empty they might be. So they might really say that because of this and that, I've been successful. They might really show off. Then by they're just really like the Naaman, the commander. So he was having all this helmet and then all this armor on his body, and then people look at him, then very respected them, him. How could he be so successful? But when he goes home, what is that? When he really takes off his armor and clothes, and he had all these skin diseases. So he has all these pains on his skin. That kind of miserable situation, you really have to be able to see that. People around you, you really have to look at them like this. It's so painful because all the skin are really ill. Then there it was the servant girl working in the Naaman's house. And then the girl actually saw the laundry of the Naaman, and she realized that there was the blood on his clothes. So do you think she just washed the clothes only? No, this girl really started realizing that this man is a commander and an officer, but he doesn't have the answer. So I really have to share this. Commander, if you can meet Elijah, you can actually be healed. Then this girl actually said this one word, and then because of her word, he got all these silvers and golds and all these treasures. Get ready. And he actually went to the place to meet Elijah. So he told Naaman that you have to go and soak yourself into the river 7 times. Until the 6th time, he didn't really have any changes. But then after the 7th time, when he came out from the water, then his skin really became like the baby skin. So the Naaman you really have to be like this little girl. You should really be like the servant of this Naaman. You will have to diagnose this person. This person's pain, this person's thirst, this person's unsolved problems. Because of those problems, they are receiving the pains and hardships. But however, you have the answer. You have the Jesus that I met. Don't you want to hear just once? So it is the chance for you to share the gospel, to revive them, to revive this person, to revive his or her family. All the time, your lifestyle, when you really go to the field of the non-believers, you really have to see them very spiritually. Then that's very normal person. You really have to think. You should enjoy these spiritual blessings. Because non-believers are all tired out and exhausted of this emptiness. They are full of scars, full of conflicts. If they just really fall down once, and then nothing will be solved. And the same problems will be just repeatedly coming back. And there is no end in their addictions. People might say that is the person's personality. It's not the personality, it's their spiritual problems. So you're addicted, that's your spiritual problem. But this addiction can be solved by the gospel. The Lord, I have heard of your fame. I have heard of God's fame. You have heard that Jesus is the Christ, and then you restore the status and the authority. The non-believers around you, what do they need the most? What is the most important thing? They really need the gospel, the answer of the gospel. I really hope that you become someone who will give the answers of the gospel. The gospel is the Christ. Christ is the one who really solved all the curses and the sins and death. And he destroyed the work of Satan. And he overcame the death, authority of death. And he opened up all the way to meet God. So he didn't say he finished after he did something. Every moment he is with us. He's with us and he's guiding us. That's why. Why Messiah had to come, why Christ really came, but why Christ had to die on the cross, why did he really have to resurrect 3 days later? You should really set the direction of their lives and then give them the reason to live. What is the purpose for their life? Because you have received these tremendous blessings already. So through Jesus Christ, we have really solved all the problems. You have received the status and authority. That's what you have to have. And completely, you have the turning point. And then with a mission, you have to live. Then the disasters and curses, sins cannot really touch you. Then you cannot be destroyed because you have changed. Because you are free, you should really have that turning point of your life. You are not the non-believers. You are the God's child. You are not the slaves of Satan, but you are the inherit. You have the inheritance of Christ. You don't have to have fear. It seems like you have received a curse. No. Everything will become the channel of the blessings. So you should have the assurance and you should be victorious. With this insurance, and then you have to make sure that you revive the people around you. Are there anyone who got just mentally oppressed because of these things, and I cannot really preach the gospel? I've been taking some medicine. Is there anyone like that? But basically, bottom line is, Jesus really died on the cross, and he really solved all his problems. Even if you're oppressed because of the medicine and all that, you still have to know that you have the missions as the evangelist. You will meet each one of them, preach the gospel. You have to really change like that because we are God's child. Because you have inherited of God's blessing, you are not really living out of the fear. You're going to live with the assurance. It's not the curses or disasters. Everything is at the blessing. The channel of blessings, your mistakes and failures are still the channel of your success. So why these things are not becoming your channel? You don't really believe in what God says, but you rather believe in your own thought. You still think that you have to do, you have to solve it. You should be the one doing this very diligently. But the scripture says you can't do anything. So I finished your problem. Because I'm done, I can be with you. I'll be with you. I'm the one leading you. Because I've accomplished everything, then I will hear your prayer. I will give you the answers. So you can be very bold. Why? Because you believe in God's promise. So don't be captured by your own thoughts. It's your own standard anyway. It's your own limitation. It's about your frame. It's about your limitation. Then that is Satan working upon you and making you slaves of Satan or captives. So, you have no power, no skills, nothing. So when your family look at you, then they just don't feel good. So you guys might fight. All the quarrel can be taking place. There won't be any harmony. Why? Because you just live your own standard and you just live your own way. But you have to overcome it with the gospel, because it's not you solving it. It's God who said that he has done. He's done everything, and he will be with you. but you have to know the fact. So because these problems are really captured you, and then you can't really do this and that. So you really have to change your own thought. If you can change yourself, then you can actually look at you and then realize, it's God changing me. And it's God who prepared everything. When you really know that, so even if some weird thing happened, you don't worry about it. God really gave me the great chance of prayer. Then I will enter more and more into my spiritual state, and then God really gave me the answer how I can actually deal. If you have all the interpretation, then how much you are so capable? Because when the people actually receive the problems, and then they will really have the conflict, and they will have the scars in themselves, and they cannot really interpret their own problems. So the important thing is the power, dynamite. When you really talk to many people, then you use your own thought and then listen to their story, then whatever they say, it just remains your own level. You will have all the conflict because you're only talking and hearing all these things at your own level. You should really change it within the gospel. You have to change it. Because God's word has the power. And then you can actually receive the strength and power through God's word this year. Whoever you meet, you really have to give the answer. You have to revive them. You shouldn't really have any bias against these people. And then surely God will give you the power and work upon you. What should you really do? You should really pray. It says her prayer. Pray for yourself a lot. And moreover, so you should really be able to have the necessary prayer for someone else. So each one of you should really pray for the next generations. You have to pray for them. You should really have this very decent, like sincere talk. Elder, I have this kind of problem. Please pray for me. You can really share the prayer topic. I have this kind of problems. I don't know how to pray. I don't even know how to apply the God's word to my life. I really want to grab hold on to the God's word. Then I can't. Please teach me how to pray. So like that. When they really get together, then each the time, that's something that they have to really talk about. Why that person's hairstyle is like that today? Why did that person wear that kind of outfit? Within the church? So you have to really tell them of being spiritually. How hard that is before. What kind of problems and all the conflicts did you really have, and how much was it really revealed outside? Even so, God really gave me all that faith, and I got healed. I received that power and grace, and then finally you can actually come to church. After you came to church, then you receive the answer and receive the power, and then you gotta go back. You gotta change all the thoughts and then go. That is the church. In the church, they come. They should really change their spiritual state. So even if they meet their own, let's say, family and parents, they will be spiritually affected. And they will just blame each other and they will fight. But in the eyes of God, you are better because you listen to the God's word. Spiritually, you just try to figure out something and you will go to the field. Then upon whom he will be working upon? Upon us. So we should be the one, not just because of the fight, but we should be known for some other things. If you really have the so some people that share the gospel with her spouse, but he said that you just have to believe well by yourself. I don't believe in any God. I don't belong to all the religions. Then his wife had really asking him, let's go to church just even once. But the husband didn't really say yes. But then this husband didn't really say that don't go to the church. So this wife really started praying when he really sees off her husband in the name of Jesus Christ. Please open his spiritual ears within their mind, her mind. She was just really giving the all this bag to her husband, and then she was really praying, keep praying for him. Over years, she did. Over the years, she was really. So to his back, this wife really prayed every moment. Then one day, God really worked. Then the husband was really having a breakfast and he was about to leave. So he was actually having the headache. Then he just temporarily prayed, Jesus Christ, please heal me. He was the one who said to his wife that, don't tell me about Christ. So over years and years, and then wife was praying for him. Then he had this time schedule for this time schedule. He was having a hard time. So he really prayed. Then he actually ran into the hospital. So this husband told her that I want to actually go to the church with you. So that can be the answer of the prayer. It seems it's nothing, but God is the one receiving the answer, receiving the prayer. So God is really receiving the prayer. Then the one day, his time schedule will come. It's not you doing the evangelism, but you in turn because of the time schedule of God, then things happen and then you'll be used. Then what you can do is you can only pray for them. Just like how God really opened up the heart of Lydia, then one day God will be really opening the heart of these people that you've been praying for. So you should really start praying for these people who needs to be saved. What you can do is only prayer. Only pray. How can we really save this soul? How can they really be able to believe in God? All the disasters and problems are really revealed now. They should really have the hard time right now. So I really pray that their word, their mind will be really softened. That is the evangelism. So this week, this year, I really want to experience this. For the conclusion, you have to open up the eyes to look at the non-believers because you have the answers. You should really share the secret of the Christ. You should really heal that they have. Heal the scars, and you have to make resolutions. God will be really connecting us with the Japanese denominations in Japan, and he'll be the one opening all the door of the evangelism. Then pray to God. I'll be the one who will really share the good news. I'll be really doing this movement to the next generations since they are small. I really will make them be rooted in the gospel, no matter where I am. So this region must be really gospelized and evangelized. You should have all this prayer topic, and the answers for these things will be really continuously given. Then that's when we really have the revivals to really revive Japan. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you for giving us this precious God's word. With this covenant, repeat them in our day. Let us be able to open our spiritual eyes to see the non-believers. Let us really be able to give them the answers for their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.